Okay, this is Perek Yudal Hilchos Tumos Tzaras. And now we've discussed already Tzaras on people and Tzaras on clothing. Now we're moving to Tzaras on homes. Halacha Alav, Tzaras Batim, Kishnei Grisim Zeh Besad Zeh. So when is a house determined to have Tzaras? When you find, what do you call it, a blemish that's the size of two grisim, two. Nimsa Rochav Kamo Makom Smichas Shesaros Pagot. So therefore, the width of the blemish will be approximately six hairs on a body. And it's what it called. This length will be about the area of 12 hairs, the ribua. Now, pachas mishir is about them tar. Anything less than this amount in houses is tar. The chol shirin alachal moshvishina, as we know, all the measurements are all from alachal moshvishina, all came from Moshe Benu and Harsina. Now, shlosha simani tama, yeshabatim. So now, just like the other ones, there are three signs of tama by houses. Mara yurak rak adam dam the hot pishyam. So again, you have intense green, intense red, as well as increase. The kulam before Rashi Matar, and all of them are explained in the Torah. Ushnei amaras misarvin zemzeh. These two abnormal appearances can join together. Upishyam asamach kol shehu, and any increase, no matter how small, counts. The rachuk garis, as well as distance from it. What it called from a garis size. Aval achozer achar atavach kishnei grisim. But what it called. But let's say the nega returns after the house is plastered over. Again, that has to once again be the size of two grisim. Lachagimel ein negai batim etamim. So what it called? These blemishes cannot impart tuma. Achia mara nega shafal minakir until the what it called the nega is seen underneath the wall. Shneimar shikaruros sheyu shukaim bakiros. It has to be embedded, sunk inside the walls. Ubishtei Amaros, right, with these two, what are called appearances, maskirin, so we quarantine it, omachlitin, or we determine it does have tzaras, ubipishyon nosin, and then what are called, we see if it increases in size, v'impasa, and if it is, then we tear it down, v'impasa achar hitoach, and if it's, what are called, spread after you plaster the house, nosis is called a bias, so then you have to destroy the entire house, kamosh yizbara. Lagadal kishira negav a bias. When you see a blemish in the house, afilu chacham shiyodea vadesh is nega, even if by a wise person who knows for sure this is a blemish, lo yigzor, he should not say without any doubt, the yomar, nega nira levavayis. He shouldn't say, I saw a blemish. Ela omer lekohen, kin nega nira levavayis. He says to the kohen, it appears as if there is a nega in the house. Metiva kohen opino sabayis, the Torah says, afilu chavile eitzim vachavile konim. So even, what do you call it? So what will happen? The kohen will come, and he'll say, what do you call it? Get everything out of the house, even if there are bundles of wood or reeds. Vachach yavo a kohen, and then the kohen will go in, vikanes, v'yirenega, and he'll go analyze and examine the blemish. Halacha hey, base eifel. Okay, so when this house that's closed off, ain poskim bo chalonos, liro says nego, so we don't open up the windows, check the blemishes, el imen anega nirabo, tahor. Rather, in a closed house, if I can't see the blemish at all, then it's still tahor. Vachach yir a kohen, it's a nega. So after the Kohen inspects the Nega, Yotza, he goes out, V'yamon al-Pesach HaBayis, B'sad HaMashko, he stands outside the house where the doorpost is, V'yaskir, and he quarantines it, O Yachlit, or decides that that's Saras, O Yiftor, says it doesn't, Shneim Rav Yotza, Kohen HaBayis, V'yaskir, HaBayis, Lo Sheyaskir, V'Husok HaBayis, obviously doesn't close off the house while he's still inside, O V'Husok HaBayis, HaManuga, all right, O Tachas HaMashko, V'Ela B'sad Pisco, rather it refers to the side of the entrance. But let's say he actually stood underneath the doorpost, or shalach lebeso, or let's say he went to his own house, the hiskir, and then he isolated the house. Hariz and muskir, it's still considered to be a good quarantine. So a house is not considered to be tamei. Achiyubo arba amos, arba amos. Oh yes, sir. It has to have a minimum size. What it called of 4x4 amos. V'elo arba kosim. That's that four walls. V'bonei ba'aretz ba'vanim ve'afar ve'etzim, and it's built on the ground with either stones or dirt or wood. Shnemar esavanav esav esafra. Adim hayabo pachos marba amos arba amos. But let's say it's less than arba by arba. O shahaya ogul, or let's say it is round. O shahaya baal shlosha koslim, where it has only three walls. O baal hamishra, five walls. O shahaya bono bisina, or is built on a boat. O tali al arba koros, let's say it's built on four pillars. Enem etavah negam, then it doesn't get saras. Haya bono al arba amudim etavah negam. But if it's built on four pillars, what do you call it? If it was built, it was actually, in other words, not that it was suspended on, but it was actually built on the four pillars, then it actually can get tzaras. Right? right? So how many stones does the house have to have? In pachas mishmona, right? It can't be less than eight. Shtei avanim kolkosel, two stones on each wall. Shtei kolkosel roi lenega, so that each wall can actually get saras. Shenabayis metam negayim, matshir avok shnei grisim, because you need shnei grisim's worth of negayim to make the house tameh. Al shtei avanim on two stones. Shnei maras avanim matshir behena nega. The kame eitim yavo, so how many pieces of wood? Kedilitin tachas amashkov, so enough to put underneath the doorpost. Velfar kedilaseis bein patsam lechaveru. And enough dirt that would be, what do you call it, to place between one cracked rock and another one. But let's say the house had less than these amounts. It is not susceptible to tsaras. So when it comes to bricks or marble, not considered like stone. Let's say there's a house that has one of its walls covered with marble, and then another is made from rock. Vechab levenim, one for bricks, vechab arfa, one for stone, in matam and agoyim, will not get saras. Lachatez bayish shelo hayabo avonim ve'itzim kashir. So a house that doesn't have the proper amount of wood or stone. V'nirbo nega, and you see a nega. V'achar chevi lo avonim ve'itzim. V'afar, and only afterwards did you bring stones and whatnot to finish it off, then it's considered taller. Lachyud bayish shesacho bezroim. So let's say plants are used to cover the top of the house. Butlam. Okay, so then it's considered part of the house, whole mishamshin tashrish eitz, right? But if they're serving as wood, then harank eitz. V'nitma bayis nitzmo imo tuma chamura k'mo shizvar. So if the house becomes tameh, so these pieces of wood will also contract tuma as well. Halach yedal, Yushalayim v'chutz la'aretz, eim tam v'gayim. So both in Yushalayim as well as outside of Eretz Yisrael, there is no tzaras in houses, shnemar v'bayis, v'beis eretz al chuzoshem. Yushalayim nischak l'shvatim. So Yushalayim was never divided up among the tribes. And houses that are owned by non-Jews in Eretz Yisrael does not get saras. Let's say you buy a house from a non-Jew, you should inspect it first after purchasing it to make sure it is good to go. Let's say you have a house where non-Jews living on one side, Jews on the other side. One part of it, one side of it's in Eretz Yisrael, one side is out. Does not get saras. All the other houses in Eretz Yisrael, Matam and Gam gets Raz, Bein Tzvuim, Bidi Adam, Bein Tzvuim, Bidi Shemayim. Whether they're colored naturally or they are colored, by humans. Lach Yudalad, Beis Isha, Beis Shutfin, Beis Knesset, Beis Medrash. So the house of a woman, house that's co-owned, a shul or a place to learn. Sheish Ben Dira, Chazan, that has a place for the Chazan to live in, Ol Tamin or for students. Matam and Gam can all get Saraz. Lach Tezvav. Finally, Kiros Avos, Kiros Machitza. So the walls of a stall that's used for feeding animals, as well as the walls of a partition inside a house, in Matam and Negayim, those do not get Saras. That ends Perek Yud Aleph, and we'll continue with Perek Tesvav tomorrow.